From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo on Saturday inaugurated 7 sports arenas in Jayapura that will be used as venues to compete the Games of PON 20 in Papua. The 7 arenas are Istora Papua Bangkit, Aquatic Cricket, Hockey, Rowing, Archery and Roller Skate Arena. Speaking after signing the PON 20 venue inscriptions at Istora Papua Bangkit, President Joko Widodo hoped that a number of venues could be utilized as much as possible for the nurturing and development of Papuan athletes.
Manfaatkan venue ini sebagai tempat penjaringan bibit unggul olahraga, pembinaan para atlet
Papua. These venues are useful as a place for selecting the best sports novices for Papuan athletes to excel at both the national and world levels. The 7 arenas built according to the international standards with advanced innovation construction that is energy efficient and environmentally friendly. According to the president, the construction of the sports arena was carried out to support the implementation of the PON, which was the first to be held in Papua. The president said he hopes that the community and all related parties can maintain, care for, and utilize it.
Setelah mampu membangun venue yang terbaik ini, pekerjaan kita belum selesai. Tugas selanjutnya adalah merawat. Dan tugas selanjutnya adalah
after being able to build these best venues, our work is not finished yet. The next task is to maintain, care for, and make the best use of this venue. I don't want that after PON is over, the facilities which have been built with huge funds and with international standards will become a lonely place, not maintained and eventually damaged. This is what we don't want to do. In the inauguration of the 7 sports arenas, head of House of Representatives Puan Maharani, Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono, Chairperson of BKPM Bahlil Lahadalia, and a number of related parties were also present. President Joko Widodo officially opened the 20th Papua National Sports Week 2021 on Saturday at the Lukas Nmb Stadium, Jayapura. In his remarks, the President expressed his pride in the success of the 20th PON. The PON is to show the readiness of infrastructure in Papua, including the Papuan people, to hold big events not only at the national level but also internationally.
PON ini juga punya makna besar bagi seluruh masyarakat Indonesia. PON ini adalah panggung persatuan, panggung kebersamaan, panggung persaudaraan. PON ini adalah panggung.
This PON also has great meaning for all Indonesia. This PON is unity. This tree of brotherhood is for equality and a justice to advance togetherness and prosperity within the framework of Indonesia. President Joko Widodo also said that Papua's progress was not only shown through the splendor of the Lukas Nmb Stadium. President said Papua has made significant progress in various fields, from increasing connectivity to human resources.
Stadion yang sangat megah ini bukan satu-satunya simbol kemajuan Papua. Konektivitas laut, konektivitas darat, konektivitas udara.
This magnificent stadium is not the only symbol of Papua's progress. the sea connectivities, land connectivity, air connectivity, airports, ports, Papua highways, and the development of Papuan human resources are other achievements of Papua's very proud progress. The 28th Papua National Sports Week 2021 officially opened on October 2nd and will end on October 15. However, a number of matches have been held since September 22nd, was attended by 34 contingents from 34 provincial Indonesian National Sports Committees (KONI). There were 6,116 guest athletes competing plus 923 Papuan host athletes. There are 37 sports consisting of 56 disciplines and 681 matches numbers, competing for 681 gold medals, 681 silver medals, and 877 bronze medals. The location of PON 20 Papua is spread across four clusters covering Jayapura City, Jayapura Regency, Mimika Regency, and Merauke Regency. The Indonesian Embassy in London participated in the 2021 London Coffee Festival, or LCF, by opening the Indonesian Pavilion to promote Indonesian coffee to British public. A written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in London received in Jakarta on Saturday stated that the Indonesian Pavilion presented three coffee micro, small and medium enterprises from different regions to introduce their coffee products. Indonesian Ambassador to the UK and Ireland Desra Percaya believes that the presence of the Indonesian Pavilion at the London Coffee Festival is expected to further introduce the diversity of Indonesian coffee to Europeans, especially the UK, and the long terms encourage Indonesian's coffee exports to the UK. Let's move on to the international news. Nigeria got approval for $400 million in World Bank financing to procure and deploy COVID-19 vaccination. The World Bank Board of Directors signed off on the financing provided via the International Development Association, which is said would enable Africa's most populous nation to purchase COVID-19 vaccine for 40 million people, some 18% of its population, and support vaccine deployment to 110 million people. Nicaragua has authorized two Cuban-made coronavirus vaccine to be used in the Central American nation, the Cuban state-run pharmaceutical corporation BioCuba Pharma said on Saturday. Cuban scientists have developed three vaccines against COVID-19, all of which are waiting to receive official recognition from the World Health Organization. Air New Zealand, the flag carrier airline of New Zealand, said on Sunday it will require passengers on its international flights to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in what is one of the world's strictest policies for travelers. New Zealand plans to reopen its international borders, which have been closed since March 2020, to anyone who is not a New Zealand citizen early next year. Air New Zealand will implement the vaccination policy from February 1, 2022. Worldwide deaths related to COVID-19 surpassed 5 million on Friday, according to a Reuters tally, with unvaccinated people particularly exposed to the virulent Delta strain. The variant has exposed the wide disparities in vaccination rates between rich and poor nations and the upshot of vaccine hesitancy in some Western nations. More than half of all global deaths reported on a 7-day average were in the United States, Russia, Brazil, Mexico, and India. That was the news.
Oh.
Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency will launch an earthquake information system based on radio frequencies or handy-talky in Cilacap Regency, Central Java on October 4, 2021. When met by reporters after the opening of the 2021 Cilacap District Fisherman Weatherfield School Tuesday, the agency's head, Dwi Korita Karnawati, said the potentials for a megatrust earthquake in Southern Java was actually not new. According to her, many experts have conducted research on the potentials for a megatrust earthquake in the Indian Ocean south of Java Island, starting from the Sunda Strait. Even from the west of Sumatra, the Sunda Strait to the south of Java, including the Cilacap region, it is estimated that the magnitude could exceed 8 on the Richter scale. She said the megatrust earthquake must be anticipated by all parties because the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency does not know when it will occur. Related to this, Dwi Korita Karnawati explained that apart from Fisherman's Weatherfield School, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency will also provide a program on how to prepare for the threat of a megatrust earthquake that has the potential to generate a tsunami to Cilacap Beach. According to her, evacuations routes and early warning system for earthquakes with the potential for a tsunami have been prepared. She disclosed that the use of radio frequencies or handy-talkie was carried out because the existing system currently uses smartphone application and sirens. According to her, the smartphone application has a weakness if the signal or internet network is cut off during the earthquake because the tsunami is usually preceded by a megatrust earthquake. Meanwhile, member of Commission 5 of the House of Representatives Novita Wijayanti appealed to the public to anticipate fake news or hoaxes related to earthquake information with the potentials for a tsunami. She said the public can contact the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency radio frequencies or handy-talkie to get accurate information about the earthquake. I'll start today in history with October 3, 1932, when Iraq becomes independent from Britain. On October 3, 1932, Iraq gains its independence and was accepted into the League of Nations as an independent nation. Those Britains ended its mandate over the Arabs, and this made Iraq independent after 17 years under British rule. However, the Iraqi government maintained close economic and military ties with Britain, which led to several anti-British insurgencies. Moving on to October 3, 1945, when the attack to expel the Japanese from Pakalongan City occurred. The October 3, 1945 attack was launched to expel the Japanese from Pakalongan City. At that time, the people of Pakalongan Central Java surrounded the Kenpetai headquarters with their traditional weapons, and an incident broke out, which killed 37 people and caused 12 others badly injured. Afterwards, the Pakalongan people lowered the Japanese flag and replaced it with the Indonesian red and white flag. To remember this historical event, a monument was built while ceremonies and actions are held every year. I'll conclude today in history with October 3, 1990, when the reunification of East and West Germany occurred. German reunification took place on October 3, 1990, when the German Democratic Republic of East Germany was merged with the Federal Republic of Germany or West Germany. After this unification, the state of Germany became a member of the European Community and NATO. This reunification, however, had several economic effects. The cost of reunification is estimated at more than 15 trillion euros. The main reason for this huge cost was the weak economy of East Germany compared to the West Germany.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかわんてかるバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter which was sent by Jorma Mantila from Finland. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 34433. Besides English program, he was also listening to German program. Hello Mr. Jorma Mantila, thank you for your reception report. I hope you enjoy our program. Keep listening and have a great day. Special for you, here is a beautiful song.
You.
tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali reminded the provincial and regional governments to maintain the Papua National Sports Week PON facilities after this four-year multi-event ends. While reviewing several PON matches, arenas in Jayapura on Thursday, Minister Zainuddin Amali said that sports facilities in Papua were close to international standards. He asked that a special team responsible for managing and maintaining the existing facilities be formed so that they are not neglected post-PON. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali in a written statement on Thursday said that the facilities at the 20th Papua PON have been extraordinary with international standards. He hopes that after this PON, the facilities can be well maintained. He also hopes that the PON facility can be used to foster Papuan athletes who can represent Indonesia in international competition. Moreover, it is in accordance with the National Sports Grand Design compiled by the Ministry of Youth and Sports. The National Sports Week, according to Minister Zainuddin Amali, should be a means of profiling young athletes throughout Indonesia to show achievements to set national and international records. However, at PON Papua, the age restriction rule is not in force. Due to delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, senior athletes who exceed the age limit are still allowed to join the four-year national multi-event. Nevertheless, Minister Zainuddin Amali believes that the current athlete nursery in Indonesia is running well enough so that young athletes can continue to compete with their seniors to win positions in the national team. Specifically for Papua, it is hoped that potential athletes will be born following the complete and international standards facilities from the National Sports Week. Teams from the Ministry of Youth and Sports will come to each sport to see the matches, especially those included in the National Sports Grand Design. Minister Zainuddin Amali wants this National Sports Week to be used as a forum for fostering and nurturing young Indonesian athletes. From here, they must be able to produce achievements so that they can enter into national training athletes.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report. I'm glad that you enjoy our programs. Keep listening and stay healthy and happy. Special for you, here is another beautiful song.
Life is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, put a show. I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
In the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know. You could say I brag and put on a show.
You could say I brag and put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up, shut up and go. Cause I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind. No, I don't mind.
This is how it is. You'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't.
You don't.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Ngalang Simarosok is the name of a cave located in the Jorong Simarosok area, which is included in the Nagari Sungai Janiah, Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province. In addition to the cave, in this tourist attraction, there is also a flowing river, lush trees, and a fresh and peaceful atmosphere because it is far from the crowd. Simarosok also makes visitors feel like they have their own cave and area because it is not widely known by domestic and foreign tourists, practically isolated. Here, you can also see the activities of local people who guard swallow nest. They are willing to accompany you around so you will not get lost in the area. When traveling to Ngalang Simarosok Cave, visitors must be careful because the terrain is still a dirt road with lots of rocks. Entering the cave, you can see the beautiful sparkling stalactites and stalagmites that are in the cave. You can also explore the long river flow in the cave by taking a canoe that can be rented from the locals. The moderate flow of the river will make you relax and can relieve fatigue while enjoying the nature. Attraction, you can explore nature to their heart's content. You just have to keep it clean, sustainable, and natural beauty. Upon entering the cave, which has a height of around 25 meters and a width of 10 meters, you can see the sturdy and dashing features inside. Indonesia, particularly West Sumatra, find some time to visit Ngalang Simarosok Cave. In this tourist spot, you will see and feel to be one with nature, in a calm atmosphere with cool and fresh air, far from the hustle and bustle of the city. After a vacation there, you will get a new spirit to start your routine.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I want to remind our listeners throughout the world. Have you signed up for Hello Listeners? If you haven't yet, just go to the link bit.ly/hl-voi. I'll repeat again, bit.ly/hl-voi, and register now. We will see you in a virtual meeting with Indonesian voice listeners around the world on October 9th, 2021. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is another beautiful song for you.
Thank you. kita ini.
Tak lelahkan hatiku
rasa ini.
Tak pernah padamkan rinduku.
Namun sebaliknya rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku karena kesatu untukmu.
Mana mata hatimu mengarah, is baby jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me,
you're the one for me.
Here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Post-disaster telecommunication infrastructure damage caused problems and losses for many parties, including for rescue teams in disaster areas. Difficulty communicating will slow down the process of rescue efforts in the field. This prompted a group of students from Telkom University or TelU Bandung to make innovations so that the telecommunication network in the post-disaster area continues to run. This tool is called Transceiver Recovery Extensions or T-Rex. Dian Ahadiansyah, a member of the T-Rex team, in his statement on Wednesday said that his team made this technological innovation to restore telecommunication networks in post-disaster areas by using wireless communication networks. T-Rex can be used as an emergency base station, so it can assist communication in post-disaster areas when the main existing base station has been destroyed or is no longer functioning. It has two main features, namely a cellular signal amplifier or repeater and isoprofit cellular network. It has an open registration system so that all users' cards from any operator can be connected to the T-Rex network service as long as the signal is within the range. T-Rex began to be made around May 2021 to participate in the students' creativity program process, which was carried out online and offline. Offline activities was carried out in the ACOMS Telkom University lab under the guidance of Dr. Khairul Anwar. team members are students of the Telecommunication Engineering Study Program, Faculty of Electrical Engineering, Telkom University, namely Dian Ahadiansah, Okzata Resi, Lia Suci Waliani, and the late Harnan Ditya Mahendra. T-Rex has been tested in blind spots areas or difficulties in getting cellular signals around the area of Ranca Bali, Ciwidey, Kabupaten Bandung, West Java on August 28 to 29, 2021. The location was chosen because it can describe a disaster situation with limited cellular network access and limited power resources. As a result, T-Rex network service can function as a repeater or signal booster or provide private cellular network services. Based on the test results that have been carried out, the coverage area of the signal strengthening of the T-Rex can reach 1.8 kilometers.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Baby.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum til manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleif thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present a song by Ada Band. On October 1st, 2021, the band released a new single entitled Berharap Cinta. This song is the third one after Indra Perdana Sinaga, or who is familiarly called Naga, joined the Ada Band. Uniquely, in the making of the song, the Ada Band personnel were in different areas during the production process. This is due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which does not allow personnel to be in the same place. The song Berharap Cinta is a story about how someone feels who has wasted the presence of his lover. But at one point, he finally felt so lost and missed the time of togetherness that there was a hope that everything could return back. Well, listener, here is the song Berharap Cinta by Ada Band.
cinta. Bila hati hanya padamu, aku berharap cinta. Apakah cinta masih mungkin kembali untukku? Darimu sayang, selangkah cinta. Bila hati hanya padamu, aku berharap cinta.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Aku dari semua pengaruh. Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.